Yeah, Tom, and talking about the fiscal stimulus here, we obviously it does not appear that we're going to get anything before Election Day, despite some comments that we would. Now the question is, what happens during a lame duck, potential lame duck congressional session? Can something get done there? Colin Wilhelm, Bloomberg Tax Capitol Hill reporter, joins us to talk to us about that. So, Colin, we're going to have a lame duck session coming up. Can anything get done in a lame duck Congress?
Hey, thanks for having me. And unfortunately, no. It's looking more and more doubtful that something is going to happen during the lame duck. Right now, the situation going into the election has been House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has basically bet that Democrats are going to have a big day on Election Day, recognizing that she has leverage with the White House and the Trump administration, and is basically pushing for, you know, everything that the House has passed. And now it looks like that's creating some ill will for a potential lame duck deal.
Is Speaker Pelosi misplaying her hand here? Because, I mean, we take a look at the metrics on the pandemic, and again, they are going in the wrong direction. That suggests some real continued economic hardship for many, many Americans across the country. Is she misplaying her hand here?
It really depends on what we see on Election Day. You know, if the polls are true, then I think she's going to have a lot of leverage after the election to pass something early next year. But the odds of something happening in the short term are decreasing. But the obvious X factor here is the state of the economy and also the number of infections that are going across the country.
Can I just point out that lame duck goes back 300 years in English speak and mostly to do with financial transactions? And Paul, you have to go back to the middle of the Civil War, 1863, for the first citation of lame duck, a receptacle of lame ducks or broken down politicians. Your history moment this morning on surveillance.
Much.
Paul, continue.
So, Colin, you know, what typically happens during a lame duck period in Congress? It would seem to me that if I were a congressperson, if I won or lost, whatever that happened, I'm now free to kind of really do what I want to do. And it seems like there should be some bipartisan support for some kind of stimulus.
Yeah, that's the conventional wisdom, and that's traditionally what happens. You know, there's a lot of political pressure taken off by Election Day. I think that there's a sense from Republicans that they've really put forward what they want to do on the table. There is a division between Senate Republicans and House Democrats over a vision for what should be done right now, relief versus stimulus. So that creates like a really narrow space for any sort of agreement to happen. And I think that might end up being a narrow compromise over unemployment, small business relief, and coronavirus testing. But, you know, beyond that, it looks really tough for anything to happen. And even then, everyone I spoke to, including senators, congressional aides, other folks who are tracking this, really expressed a lot of doubt that anything would happen in the lame duck.
So let's say former Vice President Biden wins the White House. Let's say, just for argument's sake, Democrats take the Senate. When everybody is seated and we're back to business in January, how quickly could something get done?
It could move pretty quickly. I think you can look back to the 2009 stimulus package for how quickly that could move. You know, Congress will be seated before the president, before the presidential inauguration. So they're going to have time to draft a bill and move it. If the Senate flips, if Democrats are in control, they could potentially move something pretty quickly. It's going to depend on what's in there as far as gaining support for or being able to move it along party lines or having to work with Republicans in order to do that. But yeah, there's the potential for a major stimulus package to be teed up for potential President Biden as early as February.
Colin, thank you so much. Colin Wilhelm with us, Bloomberg Tax Capitol Hill reporter, on the lame duckiness of what we're all heading towards. The mystery of it all, as Kevin Cirilli brilliantly said this morning.